Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in studio. Tracy Marshall is with us this morning. Tracy is the Cass County Treasurer. We're going to talk a little bit about driver's license issues and traveling, because there are some new rules that are being enforced these days that folks should be aware of. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Appreciate it very much. Why the treasurer's office when we're talking about things like driver's licenses and traveling and things? Well, a lot of folks have been traveling over the holidays. A lot of folks were traveling around here to places like Pasadena for the Rose Bowl and what have you. And you know, when you travel during the holidays, it's a hassle anyway. It's a hassle when you travel by air anyway because of all the issues you have to go through in the airport these days. So the last thing we need is something to make it more difficult. Fortunately, there are some rules that are going into effect now that are actually going to hopefully streamline things and make it a little easier, right?
Correct.
These new rules have to do with the Real ID Act, and it's not new, is it?
No, the Real ID Act was passed in 2005.
So this is something that's been around for a while. It just really hasn't been enforced.
Right. And the TSA is enforcing it now in 2016. And Iowa is one of the states that is...
We're in
compliance.
Right.
Yes.
Iowa is in compliance. What we're talking about this morning isn't an issue necessarily that we have to be afraid of, but it's something we want you to be aware of.
Correct.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the Real ID Act. What does that actually mean with regard to driver's licenses and traveling?
The main difference in the Real ID on your driver's license is there's a star mark on the front of your card in the upper right corner. It's your current driver's license is a Real ID. The only difference is that star in the upper corner. And if you do not travel or will not board a federally regulated aircraft or enter into nuclear power plants or access any federal buildings, it's not much of a concern to you. However, if you are traveling, you do want the Real ID to make your travel easier.
Is this largely a measure by the federal government so that you don't have different rules in different states? And if you're flying, for example, and you're flying, say, from an airport, say the Des Moines airport, and you're doing it with an Iowa driver's license, well, they know what they're looking at because
exactly.
They see it all the time. But if I'm in, California, and I'm flying, trying to get through the airport with my Iowa driver's license, well, they're not familiar with that. So they're trying to make it all kind of come together so that everybody knows what they're looking at?
Correct. It is a federal Real ID Act, so every state will have the same identification mark, that star in your upper right corner. So it will be easier for people to identify that you do have the Real ID.
Sure. Now, Iowa, as we mentioned earlier, we're in compliance, so it's really not an issue we have to worry too much about. There are, 22 states, I think, in total that are compliant. Being compliant, did it take a whole lot for us to get there? Why are these other states lagging behind,
I can't answer that. We were the first state actually in compliant back in 2006, so, I can't answer why states are not in compliant or don't want to be in compliant or whatever they're...
Sure. Well, now the compliance issue that you talked about earlier, like for example, in the upper right-hand corner of your driver's license, you would see a gold star. Now, I pulled out my driver's license just a second ago out of my pocket. It says USA and it says Iowa up in the corner, but I don't see a gold star. Now, the last time I got my driver's license renewed was 3 years ago in 2013. I'll be getting it renewed again in 2 years in 2018. So did I kind of miss out on that? And should I be concerned if I'm doing some traveling? Should I come in and maybe and have a new one made?
If you have a passport, your passport will be sufficient.
Okay.
However, if you don't want to carry your passport, it would cost $10 for a duplicate license to get your Real ID.
Okay. Which actually makes some sense because otherwise it's, $170 or something like that for a passport these days?
Right.
Of course, you can get a passport card that's a little bit cheaper. Is that good for traveling then, too, in the United States? That
the
all works?
Passport cards, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that all works
yes.
There, too. Okay.
Yep.
It's just a matter of being able for them to make sure that you're the right person on that ticket when you go to get on the airplane someplace and do your traveling. So now, if we're doing any traveling as family and friends, say, for example. Say we got a family reunion coming up, and we're all going to fly to a certain destination on a certain date here down the road. It's really not an issue for us to worry too much about since we are in compliance. But if you want to see your friends and relatives, and perhaps they live in one of those states that aren't compliant, like, let's just pick one, say Arkansas, then you might want to call and let them know that they might need to check into that and see what they need to do to make sure they can get to the family reunion.
Absolutely. Let all your family and friends know in other states. Be aware of what their, you know, whether their state is compliant or not.
Sure. And when it comes to doing the traveling and getting those IDs and things, these are something that that works both when you're flying in the United States and overseas as well. That's what we're getting to. It's passports have always been, of course, needed when you fly outside the United States.
Correct.
For the most part.
Yep.
But we never really needed a passport within the United States. But now with the real IDs, we get a little bit better. Coverage. That way they know what they're getting themselves into when we get on that plane. We know we're going to be all right if we have that little star up there. So we really don't notice a whole lot. Was there a whole lot of, with regard to your operation, like at the local county courthouses, was there a lot involved in having to make a change to make it compliant?
We got a new system, so we had to train the new system, okay. You know, and learn that. And that's been 2006 when we got that. So yeah, I mean, there was quite a bit of training for the treasurer's office and different stuff.
But you don't need to ask more questions of folks when they come in. There are no more forms they need to fill out.
No.
It's no same process.
Correct. To get the real ID, you need to basically verify yourself from birth to who you are today. So you would need your Social Security card, your birth certificate. If you're married, you're going to need your marriage certificate just to prove your name throughout to who you are today.
Okay. So now, will I need to do that the next time I come in to get renewed?
Yes.
So what if I don't have that documentation? Or at least don't have it when I show up there?
If you don't have it, we'll tell you what you need, and then you can go get it.
And you better go back home and get it. Okay. So I guess that is something that people need to be aware of here, is the next time their driver's license comes due, you might want to make sure you have those documents with you so that it's not any more of a hassle than it needs to be.
Correct. And we also need two proofs of residency.
Which are what?
Piece of mail with your name on it,
your utility bill, something like that.
Yeah, any bills or your current driver's license. If your address is your correct address, that would suffice as one. Mm-hmm. Your motor vehicle registration, if your correct address is on it, that would be one. There's several. I mean, I would definitely call the office and get information if you're going to get your real ID.
Okay. And so do we do this then the next time our license comes due, or we can just do it any time if we're concerned and we want to do that? You said there's just that little extra charge?
Yeah, you can do it any time. And if you do a lot of traveling, I would probably do it, spend that extra $10 and get it done.
Before you get someplace else and realize you can't get back home.
Right.
That would be a bad thing. Does it take any extra time? Does this process take any longer when we go to get it renewed?
Not necessarily.
Not really.
No. I mean, we have to authenticate the documents, but we just run them through a scanner. And
just like usual, it depends on the line.
Exactly.
How many people are standing in front of you.
Yep.
Awesome. Very good. Now, if folks have any questions at all about this, can they find information somewhere?
You can go to the DOT website. You can also call the office at 712-243-5503. I would definitely call for information if you have concerns about it.
Okay. Easy enough to take care of, but important stuff that needs to really be done. And I see you've got a little pamphlet here. Is that something folks can get their hands on too?
Yes, we have them in the office.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so if they're not sure, they can stop up, pick that up, and find out exactly what they need to know, and make sure they bring those appropriate documents. Excellent. All right, well, it's a change, and it's something that's been implemented, so you better be aware of that and get that taken care of the next time your opportunity comes up, because boy, you don't want to be stranded someplace, do you?
No.
That would be bad.
Not an airport.
No. It's tough to live in an airport. Some people have tried it. Severe weather and different things cause all kinds of issues, but it's not that much fun.
No, not at all. Very good.
Well, Tracy, thanks for coming in. Appreciate you sharing the information.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
You bet.